Well, you notice here now, he moves on. Verse 15, he says, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." This is a church that was a jewel. And there are churches like that across this country, wonderful churches that have a heart and have a wonderful fellowship. And they're doing wonderful things for God. God's blessing them in a marvelous, wonderful way. And this church was close to the Apostle Paul, and they were the ones that sent support to him. Paul was their missionary. Wouldn't you love to have had Paul as your missionary and been supporting him? Now he says in verse 16, "For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity." Now you remember Paul had to leave Philippi post haste. He took French leave. He had to get on the way, and they were going to stone him there, going to put him to death. And he got over in Thessalonica and in trouble again, and no one was helping Paul, but the church in Philippi did. And he says, "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." And I think that church in Philippi has been getting dividends from that day down to the present time. Right now, we're studying the Epistle to the Philippians, and someday, whatever profit comes from this study, they're in on it. They're going to get a dividend because they got stock in the Apostle Paul. All friends to have part in getting out the Word of God. Now, will you notice? "But I have all and abound, I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God." No, the high priest went in and offered incense and are put incense on an offering. And might have ascended with a sweet smell. And that's what your gift is to God when it's given in the right way. Now he says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And I believe that God blesses those. Now he's not promised to bless us with financial or physical things, but he does it. That's a surplus. That's something he does just because he does things with loving kindness. Now he says, "Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." May God get the glory. Now he thinks of something. "Salute every saint in Christ Jesus." Salute each one of them personally for me. "The brethren which are with me, they greet you." Isn't that lovely? "All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household." Why, there were those of the nobility, patricians, in the household of Caesar. And they were Christians, and they wanted to be remembered to the Philippians. Now he closes with this grand benediction. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Amen. And I close with that benediction.